Grand Valley is celebrating its first Big Data Month. Events, lectures, and participated in the third annual Big Data Ignite Conference, which is, going on like now. A theme, certainly you both instrumental, and I'm going to ask how that is happening underneath your leadership. So, Adriana, start with you. If you would talk about, introduce us to this Big Data Month and talk about you.
Hi, yes. So the Big Data Month is a way for Grand Valley to highlight, all the techniques, the tools, the concepts around how data has increased and continues to increase. Now we collect data at a much faster speed than ever before, and we need to be reactive to that and be able to make sense of the data that is coming to us. So, yeah, the goal of the whole month is for people to be aware, for students to be aware, for the industry to be aware, and get informed about how to handle the amount of data that we now collect.
Very nice. So what sorts of events have there been?
We had a couple of events. There were seminars around, digital humanities. We're also right now finishing the Big Data Ignite Conference. And we had a really good, cool event by the City of Grand Rapids around open data. So they were presenting how they've come to develop this GR data portal, where they actually provide users with a lot of the data, and they're trying to engage communities more efficiently through the management of data. We still have all others even coming up.
Of course, you have as your role, you are helping to plan, certainly, and orchestrate this Grand Valley's Big Data Month effort. Jeremy, bringing you into the conversation, again, this year's theme, symbiotic intelligence through automation. I understand you are one of the presenters.
I am. Yeah, we're presenting today at 2:20. And we're doing a presentation around community activation. We're looking at some of the tools that CRI provides out into the community for access into data and information. And really going through and talking about how can people come in and access that data through these tools. And then also, once they get the data, how have people in the community been using that in their everyday work and going out into the community and kind of identifying what those needs are in the community and doing that for their work.
Of course, this is that presentation is also going to be part of a free brown bag lunch and learn on the 26th.
It is, yeah. It's next Wednesday. It's at 12 o'clock. It's an hour and a half presentation that'll happen at the Dorothy Johnson Center for Philanthropy. It's at Grand Valley's downtown campus in their bicycle factory. There'll be a lot of people coming in, nonprofit professionals, faculty and staff, some members from the community are welcome to join as well. We'll talk about what data is out there for helping them make some decision making, and kind of talk about how that can best be used so that they can do their community needs assessments and just knowing more about their community.
Well, come full circle with that reminder. What events are still to come, and are these open to the public, Adriana?
Yes. All the events that are coming up are all open to the public. You don't need to register except for the brown bag launch. Mm-hmm. Everything is going to happen at the LNL campus except the brown bag that we just promoted. The one event that I want to highlight is the FOIA Fest, so the Freedom of Information Act. We're going to have a series of seminars. There is going to be legal team explaining people what it means. And there is a small workshop where people can actually learn how to write their own FOIA request and, get access to the information that they need for research purposes, for journalism, for any other need. And normally these type of workshops are paid and expensive. And ours is completely free, open to the public. We're going to have refreshments, parking, so we hope to see everyone. And also the brown bag, of course.
Yes, of course. We're busy, busy world. Yes, we had Jeff Lowenstein in with one of the organizers as well for the FOIA Fest. So that is a big deal. More on the Big Data Ignite Conference.
Mm-hmm. So the main purpose of the Big Data Ignite is to connect people, like create experts from bringing expertise in for the young people to connect, to network. So it's mostly around the tools and the talent to manage the data, not about the data itself. And actually, our presentation is the only one that actually revolves around data on its own, the open data concept.
Mention the theme, symbiotic intelligence through automation. Bring that to layman's terms here.
Yes. So it was more trying to be provocative with the title, get people to think. But really what we're trying to convey is how people learn from others. It's all data, but it's so different data, and it's used for different purposes. So people feeding from others people's knowledge, and then how they use the tools and all those things.
Wind's starting to kick up. Look at, there's a WGVU tent still a little dancing around there.
Yeah.
If that flies over Monroe Center, I'm going to have to let the staff know. Beautiful sight here, again, live from our prize from where we're broadcasting, 169 Monroe, on top of the third floor of the M-Live building across from Rosa Park Circle. But if you see a tornado hanging over there, let me know on that. Obviously, we're safe, but it's kicking up a little bit outside. Hey, Jeremy, what sorts of data tools does the Johnson Center offer?
Sure. So the Johnson Center offers a lot of tools. Mainly what we are focusing on for the presentation here is around our community profiles tools. Really what that's doing is if you go to cridata.org, right on the homepage, you can see a collection of the tools that we provide. And the community profiles are doing putting out information for a lot of our local geographies, all the way from neighborhoods down to city blocks, telling us information about demographics, housing, economics, and education, that type of information at those geographic levels. There's also tools on there for doing more in-depth research around interactive mapping, being able to create your own maps, bring those out to put into your reports, right? Build your own tools and graphs out of that, and put that into any reporting. And also some new tools that we're putting out around getting large amounts of data at once through our data portal that we are debuting in our presentation today at Big Data Ignite, actually.
Nice. Nonprofit navigation, speaking with experts from the Johnson Center for Philanthropy on a monthly basis. Adriana Paz. And Jeremy Pine from the Community Research Institute. Adriana, what role is the Johnson Center playing in all of this?
So it all started because I serve at the Big Data Advisory Council for JVSU, but everything that we've been doing actually aligns with the mission and vision of the Johnson Center, which is provide access to data and help non-for-profits to accomplish their goals and their mission. I like to think of the Community Research Institute as a place for developing service intelligence tools. You know, the business have the business intelligence, and we're trying to provide tools that are actually helpful for small organizations to come up with good plans, you know, make informed decisions based on the data that we're providing through our tools.
And tell me a little bit more, both of you, about the community, the role of the Community Research Institute.
Mm-hmm. So we've been working, maybe Jeremy is the best person to speak to this, but we do a lot of the technical aspects, you know, building the tools, and then Jeremy here is the one preparing the data that we're actually sharing. But we've been on the market for how long, Jeremy?
We've been doing this for over 12 years now. So it's taking that data and information and putting it into usable format so that people in the community can get access to that. And that's either through community online community tools to get access to that through web interfaces or through reports and research that we're putting out into the community.
Awesome. Well, again, as we are looking at Big Data Month, this the first, do you think this will be an annual thing to celebrate?
We're hoping that it will actually catch up and then it will be something like people are more aware of, because it's a very first one, so we were learning how to do all these things. And of course, as people know about it, we will get more different type of guests and talks and stuff.
Awesome. All right, your final word, if you would, Adriana Santos, Adriana Paz.
I just want everyone to invite to visit our page, the Johnson Center for Philanthropy. You will learn about our tools. You will find information about the brown bag. And also, if you want to learn about more the month in general and what Grand Valley is doing around big data, please go to gvsu.edu/bigdata.
Awesome. And Jeremy Pine, again, you are presenting and also presenting with the brown bag lunch. Give us those datas one more time.
All right. So the presentation this afternoon at 2:20 at the Big Data Ignite Conference, and then also at the Johnson Center for Philanthropy in Grand Valley's downtown campus will be the Brown Bag, and that's next Wednesday. It starts at 12.
Great. Pretty lucky to have the Johnson Center for Philanthropy in our own backyard, aren't we?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing place.
Thank you, guys, Adriana and Jeremy, on behalf of how you spend your day and what's happening right on in our own backyard. All right, you going to go out and check a little art prize? No, you're probably going to go back to work, aren't you?
Yeah. We're back to the conference.
That's a good answer. Back to the conference. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Shelley Irwin. You're listening to the WGVU Morning Show. Live from Art Prize.